Work on Fagan case brings promotion to Pinkerton man, Atlanta Constitution, July 25th, 1913. As a reward for his success in the Fagan mystery, Detective Harry Scott, assistant superintendent of the Atlanta Pinkerton offices, has been promoted to the superintendency of the Houston, Texas branch, to which he goes immediately following the close of the Frank trial. Scott's work has been declared to have been the most successful in the entire Fagan investigation. It was a result of his efforts that the famous Jim Conley confession was obtained, in which admission the Negro acknowledged complicity and accused Leo Frank of the actual murder. The search was at Scott's direction, which revealed the Fagan pay envelope and the bloody club found in the factory building. He engineered the third degree against Conley and, assisted by John Black of police headquarters, procured the evidence which exacted the Negro's confession. Scott has been attached to the Atlanta offices for 2 years. He came from the Philadelphia headquarters, where he was assistant superintendent of the Pennsylvania branch. He is married and is only 27 years old. His experience dates back for 7 years, at the beginning of which time he left college for service with the Pinkerton forces. While promoting the Pinkerton end of the investigation, Scott worked in cooperation with John Black of headquarters, which made him a semi-associate of the police. Considerable dissent was created at first with his connection with the police department because he was employed by the pencil factory officials. He was practically barred from association with the office of the Solicitor General because of this fact. Scott stated last night that if the Fagan case were postponed on Monday, he would leave next Sunday night for his new post. He will return, however, at the date of the trial's renewal and will remain in the city until it is completed. In connection with his career in Atlanta, one of Scott's master strokes was the ferreting of the famous Gilsey Diamond Trunk robbery, which happened in Atlanta less than 2 years ago, associated with George Bullard and John Black, both of the latter of whom were attached to the police department. The famous robbery was cleared within the brief space of 2 weeks. Three suspects, George Wren, Carl Reddy, and a man named Call, were convicted for the robbery.